We celebrate the marvelous feast of the Sacred Heart, the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And let's not forget, please don't forget, this is also the World Day of Prayer for the sanctification of priests. We certainly need, and the Lord knows, we need holy priests, and we priests need the prayers of the church. So we turn to the priest, Jesus Christ, from whose heart flows the gift of the priesthood, and we pray for our priests today. This feast is the third of the big feasts that comes after Pentecost, Holy Trinity, Corpus Christi, Sacred Heart, three feasts that are different than the other feasts of the year because they don't focus on a particular historical event or a person. They are somehow bigger. They celebrate mysteries that are included in all feasts. Certainly the Most Holy Trinity is the very foundation of everything, all creation, sanctification, creation, redemption, and sanctification. The Holy Trinity. Then Feast of Corpus Christi, we celebrated last Sunday, celebrates how this gift of divine life is given to us as our daily bread. And then today, how this gift is revealed as a gift of love. The Eucharist is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Well, we know that God is love. The scriptures are clear that God is love and that everything he does is an expression of his love. But it's very hard to capture the mystery of love. Even human love is hard to describe exactly. Divine love is even harder. In fact, it's impossible for us to capture with words. That's why St. Paul in today's second reading speaks about knowing the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. It's too big to be contained in our knowledge. Well, how do we talk about love? We use imagery, we use music, we use poetry, we use symbols like a heart. So the heart of Jesus is not only the physical organ that pumps blood in Jesus, it's a symbol of his whole self, which is wholly given as a gift for our salvation. When we look at the heart of Jesus, we notice that it is a wounded heart and it is a burning heart. Two very profound symbolic ways of describing this divine love, a wounded heart, a heart that is willing to sacrifice itself. This is what we heard about in the gospel I just read. This gospel takes us to the scene of the crucifixion after Jesus has already died. And they want to take down the bodies. So nothing more mundane than dragging dead bodies around, breaking legs and this sort of thing. But in the middle of this very gruesome moment, one of the soldiers pierces the heart of Jesus with a lance. And again, our eyes are open to what is going on here. This is not just a brutal execution. This is an outpouring of love. So from the wounded heart flows blood and water. The whole life of the church comes from this wounded heart. Jesus himself said there's no greater love than to lay down one's life. So Jesus lays down his life on the cross, and then even after death, he keeps loving. it's something to keep reflecting on, because we who are sinners should know that we don't deserve love. We're the ones who wound Jesus' heart with our sins. And we are right to think that we don't deserve to be forgiven, because it's true, we don't. But we're not right to think that we should not approach this heart. Because what's revealed here is that the very ones who pierce him are the ones who are flooded with grace. What we would expect to be a lightning bolt of condemnation is instead a bath that purifies. That's why the scripture tells us to look upon him whom we have pierced. They will look upon him whom they have pierced. Father Francis changed it a little bit and said, we will look upon him whom we have pierced with our sins. We will look upon him whom we have pierced. It's not just them looking at what they have done. We are looking at what we have done. And we discover we're not condemned. The reaction of the all-perfect, almighty God is not to drive us away. The love of Christ is what's revealed, and he wants this love to be revealed in our hearts. So he pours out his heart so that our hearts are cleansed. The wounded heart of Jesus, that's what we reflect on. The second image I pointed to is not only wounded, but it's also burning. Fire is a very profound symbol of love. Fire. Sometimes people, when they try to describe how much they love one another, they'll say, my heart is burning. My heart is burning. And we can almost feel it sometimes. That's how much we love. And that's why when those whom we love don't love us back, it hurts us. But it doesn't put out the fire. This fire of love is hinted at in today's first reading. It's a beautiful passage about the love of God and from the prophet Hosea. My heart is overwhelmed. This is God speaking. My heart is overwhelmed. You say, well, God's heart is overwhelmed. How can he be overwhelmed? He's all powerful. Well, this is because he loves so much. He makes himself vulnerable to this feeling. My pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. So even though these people deserve blazing anger, they deserve condemnation, I'm not going to do that. For I am God and not a man. I want to reveal a divine response, a divine love, not a limited human love. I'm God, not a man. The Holy One present among you. Now, Jesus is both God and man, so he surpasses what is revealed in Hosea. He's both God and man. He's divine love revealed in a human heart. The Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you. The flame, the burning love, is not going to destroy us, but it will purify us if we allow ourselves to draw close, purify us, and set us on fire. This is what we celebrate, divine fire, fire of love. People have sometimes asked me why here in this shrine we don't have any image of the Sacred Heart, especially on a feast day like this. There's no statue of the Sacred Heart. We don't even have a picture of the Sacred Heart. We do have, and this is what we place in our sanctuary on a day like this, the image of Divine Mercy, which doesn't show the heart like a Sacred Heart, but it shows what flows from the heart, not blood and water, but the symbols of red and white light. It's a very good way of showing us symbolically what this blood and water means. It's not just physical blood and water, it's an outpouring of divine grace, light, love, mercy. But we do have an image of the Sacred Heart over here in the image of Our Lady of the Liturgical Life. If you look at that image, you'll see at the very center the heart, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it's on fire. There are actually three representations of fire in the image of Our Lady of the Liturgical Life. At the very top, there's a flaming sword, which is kind of an intimidating symbol to us and reminds us of what barred us from the Garden of Paradise. But we get past this flaming sword and we enter into the mystery of Mother Church. The next flames, a little bit further down, just above the dove, fire of the Holy Spirit. Reminds us of Pentecost and the flames that were visible when the Holy Spirit descended on the church. So there's the flaming sword at the top, in the just below the face of Mary, there's the flames emanating from the Holy Spirit, and then further down to the center of the image, a flaming Sacred Heart. To show us what we're celebrating today. God's love is not meant to be intimidating and driving us away or keeping us out of the mystery of God. God's love has come down to us, has filled us by the gift of the Spirit, so that the love that pours forth from the heart of Jesus can be received with love, even in our sinful, broken hearts. If we humble ourselves, we can meet love with love. If we're willing to accept the gift flowing from this wounded and burning heart, we can be set on fire. So that divine love can flow not only from the wounded heart, but from our hearts. It's no accident that we pray for the sanctification of priests today, because priests are supposed to be instruments of the love of God in the world. Well, we are all supposed to be instruments of the love of God in the world, and we can't do it unless we receive this gift from the Sacred Heart. So this is what we celebrate today. The gift of divine love, burning divine love, poured into us, so that it can overflow from us. This love, which is beyond knowledge, which surpasses knowledge, we don't even know the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, but we can still be instruments of this love in the world.